Efficiency is the name of the game on today's Future Tense. Hello, Anthony Fennell here. Efficiency in various forms, from computing to spray painting to tomorrow's car. Now, toward the back end of the show, we'll talk about quantum encryption, so get your brain ready for that one. And we'll also meet the head of the Centre for Energy Efficient Telecommunications at the University of Melbourne, Professor Rod Tucker. But guest number one is a scientist who's been working on a new industrial painting technique which takes the process of powder coating to the next level. And for his efforts, he's just been awarded a Eureka Science Prize. His name is Wojtek Gutowski, and the process he's developed will all but eliminate waste in the commercial spray painting industry. Now, if you think about how many newly manufactured vehicles, appliances, and everyday items are spray painted each and every day, you'll start to get some idea of the future significance of the doctor's invention. Wojtek Gutowski.
We actually turned a very clever method which turns the surface of a non-conductive material like a composite or plastic into something which conducts electricity, and that is a prerequisite for being able to transfer particles which are charged with one particular charge to the surface of the coated material, which has to be oppositely charged to provide some sort of magnetic-like attraction. And our method actually turns the surface of commodity plastic product into something which is very conductive and at the same time holds on to the coating extremely well, so that you can't scratch it off, you can't peel it off, you can't chip it if you hit it with pebbles or some other hard object. It's something which really provides a number of functionalities. It's some sort of multifunctional material that was our target.
Multifunctional, as you say, but one of the big benefits of this is that it will lead to much more efficient use of paint in the industry, won't it?
Yes, that's actually the key aspect of it. Instead of what happens now, which is about 30-35% of whatever you spray onto the surface of plastic or composite material is retained on it, we increase that efficiency to quite an astonishing 98-99%. Virtually there is no waste. Whatever is oversprayed is picked by sort of large vacuum cleaner and returned back to the spray gun.
And, that's going to save a lot of money for car manufacturers, but that also has to be better for the environment, doesn't it? If you're reducing the amount of wastage from, as you say, in traditional spraying, from, 70% of that spray is actually, that paint is actually wasted.
Yes, I think you are dead right on that. I think the key environmental aspects in our technology are such that, first of all, we replace solvent-containing paints by solid material so that there's nothing to evaporate. There's virtually no solvent escaping to the atmosphere, contributing to carbon emissions, and there's no solid waste, because in the wet paint the proportions are roughly such that there's about 50% of solids, which are different fillers and pigments providing the color, and 50% are solvents which have to evaporate. In our case, it's 100% solid, no evaporation, no solvent, so that nothing goes to the atmosphere and nothing goes to the landfill.
Now, you're aiming this at the Australian car industry, but I presume, though, that you see potential outside of Australia for this type of technology.
It's actually a technology which appears to be very attractive to automotive industry, but there are also many other users of lower-level commodity products like furniture manufacturers, whatever has to be made of plastics or composites for building industry, and also high-tech end users like automotive, aerospace, green energy manufacture, like, for instance, wind turbines for the manufacture of green wind energy have to be also coated with some coatings. Currently people are using wet paints. We are aiming replacing it with 100% solids powder coating.
Are there any obvious aesthetic or design differences between the use of this powder coating and solvent and water-based paint?
Anthony, that's a very interesting question. There is a lot of attributes exhibited by powder coatings. If you use wet paint for painting a weatherboard on your house, you can very easily see that you can put your nail into it and you can reasonably easily scratch the paint or peel it off from the surface of the painted weatherboard. Powder coatings are very hard, very resistant to any abuse. They are not easily chipped off, and for that particular reason they will be attractive to automotive industry, and they are also weathering much better than commodity wet paints. I have to say that powder coatings have been used by industry for painting conductive materials, steel and aluminium, for something like about 30, 40 years, because metals are electroconductive. And in that industry, people managed to develop coatings which can last without the need for repainting for up to 30, 40, even 50 years. It's just the issue of how much you can spare for high-performing product to be able to paint it with something which will last for 40, 50 years. So that what we will do is, once the technology is fully developed and customized for anything which is made of plastics and composites, the same will be applicable. You virtually will be able to paint it once at the beginning of the lifetime, and the product probably will be able to survive all of us. The other important practical aspect of many high-quality powder coatings is that they are graffiti-resistant. You can actually put graffiti on it, but it will be very, very easily washed off of the surface, so that many end users who don't want the product to be chipped off or graffitied will be very delighted with the quality of that.